97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good. I got a lot of stuff to talk about.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to start all the way over in New Zealand, specifically a island community that I feel like I don't feel comfortable trying to say this word, W-A-I-H-E-K-E, Waiheke?
Sure.
Waiheke?
I don't know.
New Zealand something.
That sounds very Hawaiian.
I mean, it sounds very New Zealand-ish.
I don't actually know what New Zealand sounds like.
So there's this person somewhere on this island in this community, currently called the Surfdale Sausager.
Sausager?
The Sausager. It's a verb now. Congratulations. There is someone who is wrapping up sausages and, like, making a genuine meal, like buttering bread, putting some tomato sauce, which it says tomato sauce, it looks like ketchup to me, and, like, seasoning a cooked sausage and putting it in people's mailboxes.
Oh, all
and
right.
This has been going on.
The Mad Sausager.
The Mad Sausager. Oh, man. Yo, you have already predicted part of this.
Oh,
so
good.
This New Zealand news outlet who's reporting on the sausaging of all of these mailboxes and the residents just losing their minds. The progression of it is very fun. The first person who got it was just like, oh, I guess some drunk person just left a sausage right in my mailbox. And over the past 2 months, a pattern has emerged. This is happening every single night. And there are quotes, it's tearing my friends apart. It's tearing the island apart. We don't know who it is. It's terrible. My favorite one is from a town council member. I know you're out there. Just one thing. You will be unmasked and your horrible deeds will be known by the community and you will be shunned.
They're all very tongue-in-cheek about this, right? Like, this isn't, they're not seriously planning on shunning this person.
It started that way. From what I can tell, it started as like, oh boy, this is such a wacky occurrence.
Because this is all very funny.
But like any wacky occurrence, when it goes on for long enough, it stops being wacky. It stops being fun.
And starts getting real.
We're having to throw these sausages away. We're just wasting food. No one has eaten a sausage. Also a point clarified in the news story that no resident has actually been brave enough or hungry enough to eat the sausage.
Not one person has tried the sausage?
Not one. I mean, would you?
I mean,
after like a couple months, I might start considering it of just like, look, maybe I should just see what's up.
I mean, I'd be surprised if after 2 months of daily sausaging,
maybe someone took a little sneaky sausage bite and just didn't talk about it.
I would guess. Yeah.
It almost feels like some sort of crop circle alien activity at this point. It's just an alien trying to interface with the New Zealand population. What do they love most? Sausages.
At least be like, hey, neighbor's unfriendly dog, here you go. Maybe it'll be a little friendlier.
So I also got to the end of this story, and literally the last line of the story, the mad butcher, Sir Peter Leach, who is a resident, says he has never heard of the incidents and has yet to be targeted himself. This is a figure relevant enough in New Zealand that he did not need any introduction beyond the mad butcher.
Why would you?
Which is a crazy name to include in a story about mysterious sausages appearing in people's mailboxes. Turns out the mad butcher owned a series of butcher shops, made a lot of money, and now owns a rugby team and
right
is a notable public figure who lives on this island. And of course you wouldn't target the mad butcher. Look at his name.
Yeah.
No thank you.
I assume that the people who have not yet been sausaged are getting a little upset that they are so far down on the priority chain.
They're feeling left out. Why haven't I gotten a sausage
right
in the mail? And what, am I not important enough?
Also, I've got $5 New Zealand that says that it's going to turn out to have been that town council member who is like, we will unmask you and shun you.
Classic Scooby-Doo logic.
Yeah.
Whoever is protesting the most is probably the person you're looking for.
Third and finally, I appreciate the subtle shade with which you dissed the ketchup-y tomato sauce.
It looks like ketchup to me. New Zealand says tomato sauce. I'm going to tell you right now, that looks awfully smooth for tomato sauce.
I will only say
that came out of a bottle.
I will only say, and this is a piece, this is a sentence that only you will understand. You do have a history of dismissing tomato-based sausages
look,
sauces
man,
as ketchup-y.
Make it worth my time. How much time is left in Trends?
A minute. Go for it.
Cool. The Fyre Festival guy is back. This is a short hit. The dude who planned the Fyre Festival, he's doing other stuff. We don't talk about that. It's boring. It's whatever. He has a website. His thing is called Pirate with no vowels. It is what it is. My favorite part of this is the
PRT?
A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes Y, not technically a vowel.
It's called Pirate, right?
Yeah.
P-R-T. That doesn't have to be Pirate. That could be Pratt.
P-Y-R-T. And sometimes Y. You're derailing me here. Look, man.
No, he's misspelling Pirate. Anyway.
Whatever. That's not what's important. What's important is that the official statement from the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism includes some juicy information. This dude, man, what is his name? Something McFarland.
Sure.
He has been registered, listed as a fugitive from the government in the Bahamas. He is permanently banned. Any event he is associated with is permanently banned. They are standing ready to arrest him if he sets foot in the country.
Ooh, you know what they didn't have enough of at his last festival? Food. You know what they've got?
You know
an
what they got plenty
of
in
New
Zealand?
Zealand?
Look, we're going to join forces. The mad sausager and the biggest fraudster of our time coming together. Food, cuisine, fit for a king, tomato sauce and all.